This is the Archaeology Channel, and I'm Rick Pettigrew. ALI created the Archaeology Channel in part to give voice to indigenous peoples. Their knowledge and traditions are a precious element of the human cultural heritage. We are proud now to present Wisdom of the Elders, a series of one-hour Native American audio programs offering a rich tapestry of oral history, storytelling, music, and other cultural features. If you would like to become a supporting friend of Wisdom of the Elders, click on the Wisdom of the Elders link on this page, or go to www.wisdomoftheelders.org.
Welcome to Wisdom of the Elders, featuring the stories and songs of elders from the Native nations who lived and still live along the Lewis and Clark Trail. I'm Arlie Neskai of the Diné Nation. In the next hour, we'll meet Shawnee elder Dark Rain Tom and hear about the cultural meaning of water. We'll explore the origins of the grass dance, meet musician Tim Grant, and the third most important person on the Lewis and Clark expedition.
You mean you don't know who George Drouillard is? Well, he was only the most important person on the Lewis and Clark expedition, after Lewis and Clark themselves, of course.
This is Wisdom of the Elders. Stay with us. This is Robbie Robertson performing Ghost Dance from the album Music for the Native Americans on the Capitol Records label.
We shall live again. shall live again. Crazy Horse was a mystic. He knew the secret of the trance. And Sitting Bull, the great apostle of the ghost dance. Come on, Comanche. Come on, Blackfoot. Come on, Shoshone. Come on, Shire. We shall live again. We shall live again. Come on, Arapaho. Come on, Cherokee. Come on, Payne. Come on, Sioux. We shall live again. We used to do the ghost thing. Sing them kind of songs no more.
Robbie Robertson, performing Ghost Dance from the album Music for the Native Americans.